Three stories. Absurd. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China, three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues. The classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
The Nose by Nikolai Gogol. 1. On the 25th of March, a very strange occurrence took place in St. Petersburg. On the Ascension Avenue, there lived a barber of the name of Ivan Yakovlevich. He had lost his family name, and on his sideboard, on which was depicted the head of a gentleman with one cheek soaped, the only inscription to be read was, "Bloodletting done here." On this particular morning, he awoke pretty early. Becoming aware of the smell of fresh-baked bread, he sat up a little in bed and saw his wife, who had a special partiality for coffee, in the act of taking some fresh-baked bread out of the oven.
"Today, Praskovna Osipovna," he said, "I do not want any coffee. I should like a fresh loaf with onions." "The blockhead may eat bread only, as far as I'm concerned," said his wife to herself. "Then I shall have a chance of getting some coffee." And she threw a loaf on the table. For the sake of propriety, Ivan Yakovlevich drew a coat over his shirt, sat down at the table, shook out some salt for himself, prepared two onions, assumed a serious expression, and began to cut the bread. After he had cut the loaf in two halves, he looked, and to his great astonishment, saw something whitish sticking in it. He carefully poked round it with his knife and felt it with his finger. "Quite firmly fixed," he murmured in his beard. "What can it be?" He put in his finger and drew out a nose. Ivan Yakovlevich at first let his hands fall from sheer astonishment. Then he rubbed his eyes and began to feel it. A nose, an actual nose. And moreover, it seemed to be the nose of an acquaintance. Alarm and terror were depicted in Ivan's face. But these feelings were slight in comparison with the disgust which took possession of his wife.
"Whose nose have you cut off, you m-?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?